Ladies and gentlemen.
System loading.
The Kelly Mano Show.
You're on a mission from God.
Is on the air.
Is on the air. Are there any questions before we proceed?
Radio signal from another world.
In three.
What would you be waiting for?
Two.
Start the show.
One.
Good morning. It is the Kelly Mano Radio Show. Hoss is out of town. He is in New York at his real job that pays him real money. And our good friend Dan Duffy is here to co-host.
Good morning.
He is sitting in the big man's chair. Now, be careful because Hoss has broken that chair. And when you lean back, you will nearly go through that window behind you.
Now, I will say this. When I first sat down in the chair, like, I've earned a few... A couple extra pounds here in the last, you know, like, little while. But dear God, I mean, the chair dropped like 9 inches.
And Hoss really likes that chair, so we can't get rid of it. Sorry, we're having microphone erectile dysfunctions.
If I have to hold this by hand, I will hold this by hand.
Well, you know what? You can unscrew that and make it taller.
Oh, wow.
And then that, wow.
Oh.
There,
how's look at that?
You know what's really disturbing?
He's so smart.
Is that I just refreshed myself on your book last night, and the funniest part was... you talking about making your deposit into the sperm bank.
Oh, yeah.
So seeing you handle that microphone after reading in detail what you did in the bathroom. So how was the writing the book process? Because I don't think we've talked since then.
It was fun. I got to tell you. And I never thought I'd ever write a book. But there's a friend of mine named Amy, who's an author, said, hey, you should write a book. And I laughed. And I said, like, no, I blog. And she goes, well, the first book I wrote was nothing but a collection of blogs strung together. And I'm like, really?
Yeah.
And so I treated, and I'm a word puker. So like whenever I write a blog, I've been writing for HuffPo for about almost 4 years now.
Right.
And whenever I write a blog, it takes me honestly about 45 minutes because it's just, bleh, you know, and then I read it at the end. I'm like, yeah, that works.
Yeah. Because, you have to go back and take stuff out and.
Because I'm just not a perfectionist.
Yeah.
So as long as the grammar's correct and the spelling's accurate and, you know, as long as I have that, I've already kind of knew what I wanted to say, so that's good enough for me, to be honest with you. Like, I've never actually written a technically perfect blog for them. And so that's the way I wrote the book. And every chapter was nothing but an extended blog. It took about a day to write each chapter. So in actuality, it took about a month to write.
Wow. And the book is still available on Amazon, right? Amazon.com, The Half Book by Dan Duffy. Especially if you know somebody who's gone through cancer or needs a good laugh. I felt like I already knew most of the stories, but just hearing them again really brought back some old memories.
Yeah. So there's one chapter in there called The Pet Scan. And man for man, it's like every guy's favorite chapter, and it's by far the most painful.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's almost like watching a video on the internet where, you know, like all these fails where people just face plant themselves. That entire chapter is just one extended face plant.
Yes. So, and you know it's coming. It's one of those things that's hard to watch. We had, did I say good morning to Stephanie yet?
No.
Good morning, producer Stephanie.
Good morning.
Eating. I didn't want to bother you.
Okay.
Stephanie walked in this morning and she goes, you have on pants. Because normally I still do this show in my pajamas, but I have to go get my hair done after
she's
this.
Got like legit clothes on. Like she could go out in the world in these clothes. I'm like, wait. Hang on. It's before 7 a.m. and Kelly has pants on.
Right.
Julie sees Kelly walking around, where are my pants?
Yeah. And so, well, it's great because for the bus stop in the mornings when I take the kids off, I found this Victoria's Secret like plush robe. I know it sounds really sexy. It's not. But it zips from like my calves to my neck.
Oh.
So am I naked underneath? You don't know. Do I have on pajamas underneath? You don't know. But it's my bus stop attire every morning.
Oh my gosh, that's nice.
And the kids are horrified.
Yeah.
All you need is a cup of coffee, maybe a cigarette.
Bedhead. All the good
rollers,
stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations to our ugly selfie winners. The giveaway, we gave away the Hatchimals this week.
Yes, it was so hilarious.
Oh, Dan, I don't know if you saw the ugly picture scrolling across my Facebook page, but we did an ugly selfie contest.
I could only handle so much.
And yeah, I know, right? And so the winners were Jen Ravy and Nicole Siren. They both won Hatchimals because it got down to neck and neck. I mean, it was like a knockdown drag out with those two, and one of them was pregnant. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna break somebody's heart. So we gave away two Hatchimals and they both got them.
That's
so
awesome.
We will post that picture on the blog later today so you can see how happy they are with their little Hatchimals. And they're cute. Nicole posted like a video of it coming out of its egg.
Wow, already? And it's not a Christmas present?
No, because she's having a baby, so she's giving it to her son as like the new baby gift.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Dan, do your kids want Hatchimals?
No.
You're so lucky.
Our kids don't even know what Hatchimals
God
are. Come
bless
on.
You.
They're 10 and 8 and they're boys.
That's true. Oh, that's yeah. true, because the only ones that want them in our house are girls.
So we took them to see Santa Claus yesterday, and all of a sudden we hear, ho, 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 an Xbox One, and we're like... Really?
Really. Thanks, wow. buddy. Thanks, buddy. And how are your kiddos? One of them was up sick all night.
Yeah, little Benny. He's doing okay. Like, it's just like every hour on the hour.
I was going to say, is it like a barf all night, or is it like a two barfer and then they pass out for the night?
Well, he came in, he's like, my belly's not feeling well, can I go to the bathroom? And we're like, yeah, sure. And this is like at 1:30 in the morning, and then yeah. like he's like on the toilet, and then we heard like the first puke, and then it's been every hour since. So actually, before I came here, I ran to Schnucks and got some of the heavy syrup. You know, like you get those cling peaches and heavy syrup. Because, okay, so here's...
Yeah, what do you do with the heavy syrup?
Okay, so here's a trick. So what you do is... You take a quarter ounce of heavy syrup. Once it looks like the vomiting's over, take a quarter right. ounce of heavy syrup and have your son drink it or your daughter drink it every 15 minutes. If they can keep that down for an hour, then you switch to an ounce of Gatorade every 15 minutes.
And then see if they can...
Correct. But if they throw up the heavy syrup, start the process all over again until they can keep it down. It is amazing how well that stuff works.
Wow.
And this was given to us by a pediatrician.
See, we do the Welch's grape juice trick. When someone starts puking, we run to the store, we buy that purple grape juice, and everybody in the family starts hitting the purple drink. And we do it until, you guys have to Google it. I'm not smart enough to explain it.
What do you put in your purple drink? And I noticed you said it more like drank.
Purple drank.
Drank.
Purple drank. Mm-hmm. You guys have your Christmas shopping done? You know, wait, let me rephrase that question. Dan, does your wife Stephanie have the Christmas shopping done?
No. You know what? Well, Santa has his own gifts that he brings, and then Steph and I usually take a day together, which we never play hooky together. So we take a day and we'll go to like various stores and have lunch with each other, and it's fun. We've done that once and we're still not quite done.
Yeah. I would say I'm 90% done. I've got a couple. We do like little like rob your neighbor games and stuff with our family. So I need to go out and get that kind of stuff. But I mean, like the bulk of everything is done.
Yeah, I think I'm about 98%. Like, I think I need maybe two more things and then I'll be good.
Then you'll be good. Yeah. Did you guys see my Christmas tree this week? What happened to it?
Yep.
Oh, yes.
I don't think it's supposed to be sideways on the floor.
No.
No.
Well, I was.
Timber tree.
Yeah, so this is the first year that we lived in a two-story. And we had room to get like a big ass tree, and so we are so excited. We go to the Christmas tree lot, we're like, show us your 10 foot and overs, and they're like, okay, crazy lady, they're back here, they're like $100. I'm like, I don't care. And so me and the kids are like, and actually that day Libby Lou wasn't feeling good, now that I think about it, because she had to stay in the car. And so the kids are like, that one, and they pick this great big one, and so we put it on the car and we drive it home. And we put it up in our old tree stand, which was only made for like a 7 or 8 foot tree for our old house. What
next
are they?
Thing you know, that 15 foot tree, the 7 foot tree stand.
I have never been so sure in my life that somebody was breaking into my house, because I had just taken this self-defense class where they teach you like robberies happening during the day. They try to rob people who aren't home. They want to get your stuff. They want to get out. And so because of that, it's kind of been like in my mind lately. And I'm sitting on the couch with the two dogs and my pet pig, Piggy Smalls. And the room that the Christmas tree is in is almost all glass. It's like a glass patio room. And so from that room, I hear this like a creaking noise, and then this huge thud and glass breaking at the same time.
Oh.
And I went from like sitting on my couch, it was like a cartoon. Like I leapt up into the running position in like 0.2 seconds, because I'm like, I gotta get out of the front door. Somebody just broke into my house. And I made it like three strides and I turn around and there's my 10-foot Christmas tree on its side. All of our ornaments broken. Almost all of them.
Wow.
Everything on the left side broke.
Sure.
And
some of them are probably stuff that you've had for a long time.
Oh, my God.
It broke
my heart. And then not only that, but we had filled up the base with water. So all the water spilled everywhere. And it was one of those, like, F, my life. Like, I don't even know where to start. There's a tree sideways. It's 10 feet tall. There's glass everywhere. There's water everywhere. My dogs are trying to lick up the water. And so, fun fact, if you're 5 foot tall, do not try to stand up a 10 foot tall tree by yourself.
Probably not.
You will end up underneath it.
Yeah. Oh.
So I had to call my neighbor because I thought I could just, because I didn't know why it fell over. I didn't realize that the tree stand was too small. So I just tried to muscle it up and couldn't get it up on my own. And so it came back down on top of me. And
boy, if I had $1 million for every time I heard that.
Oh, Dan, too early to be dirty. Sure. Too early to be dirty. So last week we did the ugly selfie giveaway. Dan, you're going to love what we're doing this week. And as a matter of fact, I'm not saying anything, but if you have Thursday night free, you are free to drop by for a little Christmas caroling, because nothing is more awkward in the Christmas season than Christmas caroling.
Because sure.
Strangers open, they knock on your door, you open it, they're singing, you don't know if they're done, like you don't know when to stop, you give them money, they're letting all your cold air in the house. Ugh. Christmas caroling is terrible. The only thing that can make it more awkward is if the people who come to your house have no musical ability whatsoever.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Enter myself, Hoss, and our good friend Addison Clark. So Thursday night, we are going to do crappy Christmas caroling. We are going to let listeners write in and give us the addresses of friends and family that they would like to send Christmas carolers to their house. And so we will ring their doorbell, we will sing them Christmas carols, and we will get it on video to embarrass them on Facebook the next day.
See if you can get a fourth person to dress up in the T-Rex outfit.
Well, I think we're definitely going to be bringing things like T-Rexes. I have a full Olaf costume back there behind you. Addison had an elf costume last year from whenever we did the Elf on the Shelf thing. And now we can't find it. So I think I'm going to get him a new elf costume. Yeah, there will be dinosaurs. We are going to do a tribute to Dan Dan the Air Horn Man and bring an air horn. Because what's better than a person with an air horn on your porch Thursday night honking along to Jingle Bells?
Not much.
There's nothing better than that. Are you kidding?
So if you, we're going to be doing a video later today, but if you want us to go Christmas caroling to your friend, family members, neighbors, boss's house, we can tell them it's from you or we can stay anonymous. I mean,
I don't know. I think anonymous, unless they want some hate mail, you know.
Yeah. And so, yeah, so email us at heykelly@kellymano.com. We have to know that they're going to be home on Thursday night, yeah. And preferably somebody with a good personality.
And a sense of humor, please.
Maybe like a non-gun owner.
Yeah.
I was just thinking that, actually, yeah.
I mean, hopefully somebody would not open fire on a sweet Olaf and dinosaur. Yeah. I mean, I'm expecting to get a door slammed in our face, but I'm not expecting gunfire.
No,
but
yeah.
But just in case.
Bodily harm. Yeah, that would
be. All right, so we are live here with Dan Duffy, producer Stephanie. When we come back, we are going to be playing a new game called the Generation Game. Ooh. This is going to be so much fun. We are pairing a baby boomer against a millennial to see who knows more about the other generation.
This is going to be great.
We will be right back. It's the Kelly Mano Show. You got every man in here wishing, sipping on coke and rum. I'm like the water, I'm drunk. It's the freaking weekend, baby. I'm about to have me some fun. Crystal popping in the stretch navigator. We got food everywhere as if the party was catered. We got fellas to my left, honeys on my right. We bring them both together. We got juking all night. Then after the show, it's the after party. Yeah. And after the party, it's the hotel lobby. Yeah. Around about four, you gotta clear the lobby. Yeah. Then take it to your room and somebody. Can I get a toot toot? Can I get a beep beep? Running her hands through my fro. Yeah. Bouncing on 24. Come on, why they saying I'm ready? It's the remix to ignition. Hot and fresh out the kitchen. Mama ruling that body, got every man in here wishing. Cool. Sipping on coke and rum. I'm like the water, I'm drunk. It's the freaking weekend, baby, I'm about to have some fun. Ignition, hot and fresh out the kitchen. Yeah. I'm a rolling that body, got every man in here wishing. Sipping on coke and rum. Yeah. I'm like the water, I'm drunk. It's the freaking weekend, baby, I'm about to have me some fun. Girl, we off in this Jeep. Fogging windows up. Lost in the radio. In the back of my truck. Bouncing up and down. Stroke it round and round.
She finally found a job
that doesn't require a bra.
The Kelly Mano Show is on the air.
Looking to buy or sell a home? Join the crowd that's moving with Rachel and the Rachel Witt team at RE/MAX. With over 14 years of experience, Rachel is an expert and will guide you every step of the way. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to upgrade, Rachel Witt makes the home buying experience fun again. Interested in building instead of buying? She can help you with that too. Make sure to visit her website, homesalesinstcharles.com, where the MLS listings are updated daily. Or you can call her at 636-720-3836. Tell her Kelly Mano sent you. Join the crowd that's moving with Rachel and the Rachel Witt team at RE/MAX and start browsing for your dream house now at homesalesinstcharles.com.
Come on!
Mondays suck a little bit less.
Because the Kelly Mano Show is on the air.
The Kelly Mano Show is proudly brought to you by JM Motors in Granite City, Illinois. They are one of my sponsors who have been with me since the beginning of the show. JM Motors has been in business for 45 years. It is family run. The owners are there. They care about their reputation and they want to put you in a car that fits your needs. JM Motors has always been located at 2310 Namioke Road in Granite City, Illinois, just 10 minutes from the Arch. They recently expanded that lot. And they bought a second lot that's open now in the old Gitcho's Gas location, which is just down the road at 3300 Namioke Road. But if you don't have time to visit, you can see their current inventory right now at www.jmmotors.com. They specialize in pre-owned cars. And again, they just extended one lot and opened a second one. I talked to Heather yesterday. She said they have filled the new space with amazing inventory. So if you are in the market for a pre-owned car, visit jmmotorsauto.com. JM Motors, we put people in cars.
To the folks, Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the door, ready to make an entrance, so back on up, cause you know we're about to rip this.
Dan, did you see that Ronda Rousey is coming back? She's making her return. She's going to fight on December 30th.
Oh, and the video is awesome.
Yes. Yeah. It I follow her on Instagram, and it kind of mimics like the Rocky video. Like, it shows her like sitting in her house or whatever, watching the TV news media talk about her loss to Holly Holmes. And then she like clicks off the TV, gets up, starts training. So she's got a big fight, a UFC fight on the 30th. Against Amanda Nunes.
Did you watch that Holly Holm fight, by the way?
We did. Yeah. And so, but you know, if Ronda Rousey is a great champion, all great champions get knocked down and get back up. So I'm excited to see her fight again.
Absolutely.
Now, do you think if she wins, she'll retire?
Oh, God, no. No.
You think she's got a lot of, 'cause I think she wants to have babies.
But did you see that house she lives in? That just goes to show you how well the UFC actually pays.
I think I'd let somebody beat me up once once in a while for that. Hey, we're going to say hi to Hoss real quick before we go to our generation game. I don't know what line he's on. He's in New York, so I guess he's like an hour ahead of us.
He's an hour ahead, yep.
All right, let's see if we can get him on line. Hoss, are you there, buddy? Wait, which one's my phone?
This one's your phone right here.
There we go.
Say morning, everybody. How are you?
Well, we are a well-oiled machine with or without you, but we got you on the line now.
Ah, I see. The reason I'm calling in is because, you know, I get up this morning and I'm all excited to listen to the show. And
yeah.
30 seconds in, you're blaming me for a chair that was broken long before.
Well, I'm not blaming you. I'm just saying that, like, I would happily get rid of this chair, but you happen to prefer the broken chair.
I do, but it was made to sound like I broke the chair. While I may be a large fan, I am not Godzilla.
All right, well, you just let me know if you want a new chair or not. But until then, Dan's going to keep it warm. And have fun in New York doing your real job. When do you come home?
I come home Wednesday. So have a good show. And just remember, only 226 days till Christmas.
Oh, good Lord. Which in Hoss's world, by Hoss. In Hoss's world, Christmas is when Axl Rose comes to town.
Oh, that's right.
He is a stalker of Axl Rose, actually.
Well, think about what's happened this year. What's happened this year, Donald Trump is elected president. The Chicago Cubs win the World Series, and Guns N' Roses is coming back to St. Louis.
It might be time for JC to pay a visit back to us.
Maybe.
I'm getting a little worried. Okay, so we're going to play this game called the Generation Game.
It's time for the Generation Game, featuring Baby Boomers, Cool Beans Man, versus Millennials.
That is so on fleek.
All right, so we have two contestants for our Generation Game. We are going to pit the Baby Boomers versus the Millennials, and the winner gets their pick. A $25 gift certificate to Hot Shots Bar and Grill or the Cracker Barrel. They can pick either one. Either one. Now, our guests today are Marilee and Lauren. Marilee, are you there?
Yes, I am, Kelly.
Good morning. Thank you for calling in and playing my fun game. Lauren, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Now, Lauren is a millennial, so you're probably not usually up at this time, right? Don't you guys sleep till noon and not work?
Oh, for God's sake. Are you serious, Kelly?
I'm just kidding. I know Lauren. Lauren's actually babysits our kids for us. And so, Marilee, were you born between 1946 and 1964?
Yeah.
All right. Lauren, were you born between 1982 and 2004?
Yes, I was.
All right. So
we've got winners.
We got winners. Woohoo! So we are going to, you know, I'm trying to bring the generations together here because, you know, the baby boomers and millennials have not been getting along very well lately. So we are going to try to educate each of them on each other's generation. So I am going to start. Did I say I was going to ask questions to Marilee? I did. You're going to ask the baby boomer questions or the millennial questions.
Yes.
All right, so we will go back and forth. So I'm going to give you guys each 10 seconds to answer. And the reason is that because millennials can Google crap really, really fast. Mm-hmm. Okay? So once we read the question, you've got 10 seconds to answer. If you don't know, just guess the first thing in your mind. Stephanie, you can kind of do the countdown in your head. Let me know when they're out of time.
All right, hang on, I have a timer.
You've got a timer? So we are going to start. Now, Lauren, no helping the baby boomer here, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Question
number one for our baby boomer. This symbol found on a phone keypad is known to you as a pound sign. What do kids call it today?
Hashtag.
Very good.
Oh, she got it.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. Dan, your question for Lauren.
Question number one, Lauren. Who hosted The Tonight Show from 1962 to 1992?
Can you repeat it? Sorry, I can't hear you that well.
Who hosted The Tonight Show from 1962 to 1992?
Jay Bruno? I don't know.
That would be an
Marilee, would you like to answer that question for her?
Sure, Johnny Carson.
There you go.
Good. All right, so we've got the baby boomer has won. The millennial is at zero. Plenty of time to make up. Marilee, question number two. What does YOLO mean?
What does
YOLO mean? Y-O-L-O.
Y-O what?
Y-O-L-O. YOLO.
YOLO. I don't know. Beep.
She's buzzing herself. That's fantastic.
Lauren, would you like to tell her what YOLO means?
It means you only live once.
Thank you, our millennial.
Very good, Lauren. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys are kind of staticky. That's why we're asking you to repeat.
All right. Well, we'll try to be a little bit louder. I wonder, my husband will come running in here in a minute and fix it.
Okay. Lauren, question two.
All right, Lauren, question number two.
On what television show would you find Barney Fife, the lovable deputy sheriff of Mayberry?
Oh my gosh. I swear I know this. I don't know, Andy Griffith show?
Yes, she got it.
Nice. All right.
Good
it is now
job,
1-1.
We were trying to help you there with that whistle. All right, Marilee.
Yeah.
Question number three. Kim, Chloe, and Courtney are all members of this famous reality show family.
The Kardashians.
Very good.
That was just too easy.
I missed my bell. My ding. Mm-hmm. I think I threw it against the wall and broke it. One of my kids. All right, number three for Lauren.
All right, Lauren, here's number three. What is Lee Harvey Oswald infamous for?
Yeah.
Somebody didn't pay attention in history class. Marilee, would you like to answer that for her?
Oh, yeah. He assassinated John F. Kennedy.
That's true.
Lauren, I know they taught you that in history.
Or did he? Just throwing that out there.
All right, Marilee, these questions are getting harder. Now, our baby boomer is at two.
Uh-oh.
Our baby boomer is at two, and our millennial is at one. All right, Marilee, number four. This social media app uses the icon of a yellow and white ghost. Its key features are photos that disappear after you send them. Name that app.
I think what you're describing is Snapchat. I can't.
Whoa! Very
I'm
good.
Shocked.
I did not think she would get that one. Marilee, you are knocking it out of the park. Good job. Okay.
Wow.
The bad news for Lauren is that these are only getting harder. It's okay. We still love you, Lauren.
All right, Lauren, are you ready?
Yes.
Question four. This fast food chain ran a series of commercials featuring old ladies asking, "Where's the beef?" Name the fast food restaurant.
Was it Wendy's?
Oh, yeah! She got it!
Very good, Lauren.
Nice work.
Lauren, do you have an old person there helping you?
What? No, like, I'm literally just guessing.
I didn't think she would get
good
that
job,
one.
Good job, Lauren.
That's impressive.
All right, so it's 3-2. Okay, here's your last question, Marilee. Number five.
All right.
Who brought us in 2008 the smash hit Single Ladies?
Beyonce.
Oh, man.
Marilee going 4-5. Absolutely amazing. Lauren, the last question is all yours.
This American rock band formed in California in 1961. The group's original lineup included brothers Brian, Dennis, and Carl Wilson. Name that band. Hint, it is not New Kids on the Block.
I don't know.
All right. Marilee, would you like to give her the answer?
That's the Beach Boys.
That's the Beach
wow.
Boys. Now, congratulations to Marilee, our winner of the Generation Game. Lauren, thank you so much for playing and for getting up at this god-awful hour for me. We love you so much.
And she's like, I am never babysitting for you again.
Yeah. And so, Marilee, you are the winner. Would you like a $25 gift certificate to Hot Shots Bar and Grill or the Cracker Barrel?
I'll take Cracker Barrel.
All right.
Smart woman.
Thank you guys so much for playing. Producer Stephanie will get your information so we can send that out for you guys. Thanks, girls.
Great.
It's time for the
Generation Game.
Bye.
Featuring Baby Boomers, Cool Beans Man.
I can't believe she got Snapchat.
That was so on fleek.
I can't believe she got Snapchat either. Because I purposely went for like a little bit of an older baby boomer.
Sure.
At least I think, because, you know, a lot of baby boomers are on Facebook now. And Marilee is too, so they kind of know all this stuff, but
I'm guessing she hears this stuff like from her grandkids.
She does, yeah. She's got grandkids and all that good stuff.
Because
and
did you hear her say,
Beyonce!
I mean, like, she knew it like right off the bat. Like, yeah. Didn't even have to guess.
So if you would like to play our generation game, all you have to do is, we're going to do this every Monday for a while until it gets old, until we're tired of it. If you are a millennial or a baby boomer and you want to be on the air and join in our game, we will fix the phone lines before then so you can hear us a little bit better. And just email us, heykelly@kellymano.com, and we will get you guys hooked up for the generation game next week. Amazingly, the pet rock has returned. Have you seen this, Dan? Because this seems a little bit up your alley, because this is not the pet rock from the 1970s. This is a hoity-toity pet rock.
Okay.
It is sold at Nordstrom's. It is $85. It's a leather-wrapped stone. Is it a paperweight? Is it a conversation piece? Is it work of art? It's up to you. Now, here's the thing. If you want a pet rock from Nordstrom, you can't buy one because it's sold out.
This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. It's a rock.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's in a fancy leather pouch. Now, does that matter?
You know what it probably is? The fancy leather pouch is the $82 and the rock is $3.
How do you run out of a rock? How do you sell out of rocks?
I could literally go out to
my front yard.
And just grab a rock.
We need to sell a Kelly Mano pet rock. That would be amazing.
Yeah. And how much would you sell it for?
Like $5.
And it would be just be like a rock from your house?
Yeah, like a rock from my yard. I mean, that would be awesome. Jimmy, go start collecting rocks.
You could draw things on it and make them each like individual.
Yes. Oh, my kids could paint them. Piggy could do snout art on them.
You know what? That would actually be worth $5.
Yeah. All right. Well, I've got another headline that it's kind of a dilemma here. Man blows $1 million on cars, strippers, and cocaine after a bank glitch, which begs the very honest question of, what would you do if you went to take money out of your bank account and suddenly your limit was $1 million?
I'd get in trouble. Like, I would get caught. Like, if I tried to do something, I wouldn't do anything. If I knew that I wouldn't get caught, sadly, I'm old, I would pay bills.
Yes.
I'd pay off the house, the credit cards, put some stuff away for the kids.
That's not what Luke Moore did. He lived the high life for 2 years on this money before he was caught, and he was thrown in jail. Which, bye, Rocky. Love you. Sorry, kids going to school. So he apparently, let's see. Okay. He opened an account at Complete Freedom, which is a bank in Australia, and a computer error meant he was allowed to overdraw the account, spending $1.5 million U.S. dollars. Instead of telling the bank, he made increasingly large withdrawals and transfer funds into multiple accounts. He told the Daily Telegraph he did not miss his lavish lifestyle. Besides the cocaine, strippers, and fast cars. Now, he actually was freed on an appeal just last week. So he's out of jail now because it was on the grounds that he wasn't, that his actions were not deceptive. So I think if I woke up and found $1 million in my bank, I'm saying nothing for a couple years.
Just to see what happens?
Just to see what happens, because then you can't get in any trouble, because you can't prove that I saw that in there. Nobody can prove that I look at my ATM receipts, because I don't. So I think that, because I don't feel sorry for banks. Like, I could steal, I could never steal from, you know, small companies and things like that. But if it's like Bank of America, oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm taking the $1 million. I'm buying a million Hatchimals.
Nice.
So, yeah, he went to jail, but now he's out. But, yeah, could you imagine? I'll never forget about a year ago, I got an extra $20 at the ATM machine, and I felt like I hit the lottery.
Oh, it's
like,
true.
I mean, like, $20 relatively isn't, like, a lot of money to me. But that day, because I always thought, like, what happens if you get extra money? And I was like, I counted, like, three times. I'm like, oh, my God, I really got an extra $20.
Were they those new crisp bills that just kind of stuck together?
Yes. Oh, yeah. And then I was like, am I in trouble? I'm like, screw this. It's $20. Out of the parking lot.
Oh, absolutely. And then, of course, you know, they're going to be off because they check that stuff every day. And they're like, where did that
$20
go?
Oh, well, listen, we are going to get into a discussion when we come back about this so-called preacher. I'm going to play a video, some audio for you guys that is going to make you so angry. You're going to want to just come out of your skin. So this so-called preacher goes to a mall in North Carolina and walks up to a line of kids in line to see Santa and starts preaching that there is no Santa to them. So you are going to find out what happens when a couple of dads get angry with him. They were a lot more restrained than I would be. Mm-hmm. However, before we get to the angry stuff, we are going to play you our favorite Christmas song of all time.
We've all heard of Rudolph and his shiny nose, and we all know Frosty, who's made out of snow. But all of those stories seem kind of gay, 'cause we all know who brightens up our holiday.
Mr. Hanky, the Christmas poo,
small and brown, he comes from you.
Sit on the toilet, here he comes.
Squeezing tween your festive buns, a present from down below, spreading joy with a howdy ho. He's seen the love inside of you, 'cause he's a piece of poo. Sometimes he's nutty, sometimes he's corny, he can be brown or greenish brown. But if you eat fiber on Christmas Eve, he might come to your town.
Mr. Hanky, the Christmas poo,
he loves me, I love you, therefore vicariously he loves you.
I can make him Mr. Hanky too.
Well, Kyle, where is he? He's coming. Come on, dude, push.
because he's just clinging to your sphincter, and he won't drop off, and so you shake your ass around, try to get it to drop in the toilet, and finally it does.
Mr. Hank gave a Christmas poo, and Christmas leaves, he must leave too. Flush him down, but he's never gone. His smell and his spirit lingers on.
And not recognize the person looking back at you? Wish you could go back in time and reverse the signs of aging? Then you need to schedule a free consultation at Aurora Medical Spa. Now with two locations in De Pere and the Chesterfield Valley, Aurora Medical Spa is St. Louis's premier medical spa. Ranked the number one Botox provider in the St. Louis area, offering the most advanced and effective skin procedures. Other services include laser hair removal, tattoo removal, skin resurfacing, microdermabrasion, and much, much more. Consultations are always free. You have nothing to lose, except a few wrinkles. Visit their website to see amazing before and after transformations at auroramedicalspa.com. Mention the Kelly Mano Show and get $20 off your first visit. That's www.auroramedicalspa.com. Aurora Medical Spa. We take skin seriously.
Hey guys, Kelly Mano here. If you and your sweetie have been looking for a new exciting date night, Just Dancing West in St. Peter's is rolling out brand new partner classes starting in January. These are Latin, ballroom, and swing dancing. New classes are offered each month. And if you don't have a sweetie, no partner needed. They will hook you up with that as well. You can register for 1 4-week class or choose the unlimited option, and you can take all the classes you want for an entire month. Their calendar is located at justdancingwest.com. You can find all the specifics on days and times. Again, these are level one classes for beginners. They're starting in January. They're group classes. They would make a great idea for a gift for the holidays. If you're struggling with what to get, you know, your girlfriend, your fiance, she would love a gift certificate to take ballroom dance classes with you. If you want more information, you can go to their website at justdancingwest.com. They're located on North St. Peter's Parkway in St. Peter's, Missouri. And you can also find them on Facebook. No matter how you get in touch with Just Dancing West, make sure that you tell them the Kelly Mano Show sent you.
To the folks, Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the door, ready to make an entrance, so back on up,
cause you know we're about to rip this.
Give me the microphone first so I can bust like a bubble, Compton and Long Beach together.
Did I already play this song?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Wait a minute, stop.
Worth repeating.
I just thought
Hold
you
on.
Really liked it.
There we go.
There we go. I'm telling you, my brain does not work in the mornings, which makes this show all the more interesting.
You never know what you're going to hear.
We're in the home stretch now.
Or twice.
Kind of a fly by the seat of your pants.
I know, right?
Yeah.
How do you like being on live radio again, Dan? Isn't it fun?
It's fun. I miss it.
That's why, you know, we did the podcast. You actually co-hosted our second ever podcast.
I know, right?
And today is our second ever live morning show.
Oh, I see a trend.
Yep. I know, right? And so, you know, I wanted to take the podcast live for a long time because I was just kind of getting bored with it. I'm like, oh, this is easy. It's like shooting fish in a barrel because I can edit stuff out that's not funny. And I'm like, let's go live. And so we tried going live for a couple of Sunday nights.
Yep.
They were total train wrecks.
It was terrible.
But we worked it out and we loved being live. But then we're like, people don't have time to listen to a live show on a Sunday evening. They are getting their kids ready for work the next day. Yep. And so thus was born a morning podcast that's live, which is not a podcast.
No, not a podcast. It's a show that becomes a podcast.
I don't know what we are. But if you like the show, share the show.
Definitely.
Because we're trying to gauge interest and see if people want to listen to us live or if we can go back to sleeping in. You know,
Yay!
we're gonna kind of balance the numbers here and you know, see do people want to hear us live or do they not care and just want to do a podcast?
Yep. Sure.
So we're going to kind of look at that in a little bit and see how it goes. I know one person who's listening. A listener, Chad Lang, just wrote it on Facebook and said he is listening. And that is actually Honky's, I believe, uncle.
Yeah.
Honky's uncle, something or other. So Chad is at work this morning. He is listening to the Kelly Mano Show.
What's
so
up?
Thank you to Chad and all of our listeners who are up up and listening with us. Okay, so the next story kind of sucks.
I saw this story, and at first I was like, you know what? I'm not even going to give this any attention. But then, I mean, it's already got like 6 million views, so everybody else is going to be talking about it, so we might as well talk about it here. So it was Saturday in Amarillo, Texas, that these people are waiting in line to see Santa with their children, and this man makes a video. Now, I just want to say to the people at home, you are so lucky that you're only hearing the audio from this, because this man needs a dentist like nobody I've ever seen. It's like Austin Powers. So I am going to let you guys hear this full video.
Do you need a disclaimer in case you're listening with kids?
Yeah, I mean, definitely if you've got little kiddos, this is a Christmas time discussion and you are not going to want to have them on here because they might find out things they don't want to know, like what they're getting for Christmas.
Yep.
And so, yeah, definitely not a discussion for kids. And I'm just going to warn you that this, if you're a parent, this audio is hard to hear. Like, you will get fit. I was angry for like 30 minutes after I heard this video. And I was thinking, like, what can we do to him? We're gonna send him poop. I'm gonna find his address. I'm, you know, but I mean, this guy's such an idiot, he gets off on stuff like this. So let's see, here we go.
Hi, it's Pastor Dave Grisham here for Last Frontier Evangelism, and today we're at the mall in Amarillo, Texas. And we're going to tell the children here today the truth that there is no Santa Claus and that it's Christmas is about Jesus Christ.
So he's at a mall and he's walking up to all these families in line.
Jesus was born in a manger 2016 years ago. So here we go. We're going to tell them the truth. Folks, my name is Pastor David. Kids, I wanted to tell you today that there is no such thing as Santa Claus. Santa Claus does not exist. The Christmas season is about Jesus. Jesus was born 2016 years ago. He was born in a manger in a small town called Bethlehem. And that's the truth about Christmas. The man you're going to see today is just a man in a suit dressed up like Santa, but Santa does not exist. Santa's not real. And parents, y'all need to stop lying to your children and telling them that Santa Claus is real when in fact he's not. When you substitute the lie of Santa Claus in the heart of your child for the truth of Jesus Christ, you are bearing false witness against God. Don't lie to your children and tell them there's such a thing as Santa when you know in reality that there are no flying reindeer. There is no workshop at the North Pole. There is no elves making toys that you buy all the gifts and put them under the tree. That's all the truth. And there is no real Santa Claus. There is no Santa. It is not your place to lie to your children. Tell them the truth about Jesus Christ. Tell them the truth about what Christmas is all about. Stop. That it's about Jesus, and it's not about Santa Claus. There is no Santa Claus. There is no Santa Claus. It's about Jesus. Tell.
All right, so you guys kind of get the picture there. God, it's got my blood boiling again.
Yeah.
and so it's hard to watch because all these parents are in line and they've got their kids in their little dresses, you know, and they're, you know, it's exciting to go get in line and see Santa. And then this guy comes along. And so, you know, I know that the easy answer of what would you do if you were in that line is, I'd kick his ass. Because honestly, that's what I'd want to do too. But you got to remember, your kids are with you and you are in front of an entire line of children.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also not one of those people who just sits back and lets things happen. So, Dan, what would you do? Like, really, if you put yourself in that line, and what would you do?
First of all, Santa is utterly real. It really, like, Santa is utterly real. It is, and it's a part of our childhoods that it's one of the most wonderful parts of my childhood. It's one of the most wonderful parts of our kids' childhood.
It is. It absolutely is.
And it teaches kids not just to ask, but to also to ask for others. Like, it's amazing.
It
like this is such a wonderful time of year. Sure, it's exciting for kids like to receive presents, as it always is. It's exciting for anybody to receive presents. But by the same token, it's also an amazing opportunity to teach your kids that not everybody has, you know, everything that you have.
Exactly.
And it's so important to actually share what you have and give what you have as well. Now, as well as that, in the Catholic Church, because I'm Roman Catholic, In the Catholic Church, two of the sacraments, one of them is baptism and one of them is confirmation. Mm-hmm. So baptism, like you baptize your baby. And then when you're in eighth grade, they have confirmation. And confirmation, like you're 13, 14 years old. That's when you reach that age of reason to say, yes, I am committing to my faith. But if you have a 5 and a 6 and a 7 year old, sure, it is. Number one, if you believe in Jesus Christ, it is your responsibility as a parent to teach your kids about Jesus Christ. But as far as them having a full understanding of what's going on, they're not nearly old enough for it.
No, they're not. And I get the message in that, you know, sometimes the birth of Christ gets lost in the Santa shuffle. And I know that there's plenty of parents out there that don't do the Santa thing, and that's fine, but that does not make you a better Christian than me. So don't be on your high horse about it, and don't shout it in malls, and don't tell your kids to come to school and tell their friends.
Let me put it to you this way. So I had a lot of friends, and I still have a lot of friends who are on both sides of the aisle. Mm-hmm. And when the election stuff was going on, anybody who ever tried to convert by beating the other person over the head, I unfollowed.
Exactly.
And the reason why I unfollowed is because there's no way, shape, or form that that has ever worked.
Nope.
Ever.
Nope.
So if this person is trying to convert the masses, he's actually doing the opposite of what he seems to be trying to do. And I don't think he really is trying to convert the masses. I think he's a poop disturber.
Exactly.
To be honest with you.
Yeah. I mean, this guy is, I put him in the category of the Westboro Baptist Church people. I mean, he's just an idiot. And on the same token, you know, if your kid comes in my house and is telling my kids, well, there's not a Santa. My mom and dad told me, I'm going to look your kid right in the face and tell them that their parents are a liar. So if you got a problem with it, don't send your kid to my house. Stephanie, now you don't have kids, but put yourself in an imaginary bubble.
Yeah.
You know, you have nieces and things like that. So what would you do?
Yeah. You know, my sister's kids believed for a very long time, you know, and she worked really hard to like keep that, you know, and let them, you know, I mean, obviously this is, you know, my sister, not me, but like, you know, for a long time we kept up with that. Like, you know, they believed, you know, almost into their teens.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was.
Your first one can go a long time.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and it was something that like was really special to her, you know, and it was really important that, you know, she was like, a lot of their friends still believe, you know, we're not going to disturb that for them. You know, as long as they want to believe, we're going to let them, you know, go on with that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but that was special to her, and they would get so excited, and I mean, as even, you know, not a parent, I can't imagine stealing that from a child.
No.
You know, and like just, you know, seeing their excitement and seeing their, you know, anticipation. You know, they would pull up the Santa tracker online and like hurry to go to bed, you know, when Santa was getting close. Like they were so excited for it.
You're trying to burst the most precious bubble that we blow up as parents.
Sure. You know, and even as Christians, you know, like I'm not a Christian, but I mean, the people that are, like, I don't think those are mutually exclusive. I don't think, you know, I don't think you have to not believe in Santa if you are a Christian.
Right. Well, so Claire is one of our listeners. She's Catholic. And she said, I'm Catholic. I celebrate the birth of Christ and I allow my children to believe in Santa. There's so much negativity in the world. Why not celebrate both?
Yes.
And a lot of people agreed with her that, you know, you can have baby Jesus lying in the manger and have Santa Claus. You can have both. I think now if I were in this situation, the first thing I would have done was broke his phone, because that was clearly why he was doing it.
Yep.
I would have had no problem taking his phone and throwing it in a fountain in front of all those children, because that probably would have maybe simmered him down.
No, but that's sinking to his level as well.
That's okay. That's okay. I do that. I mean, like, really, I'm kind of good at it. The first thing I would have done was got rid of his phone. I assume Jimmy would have been with me. So if I got rid of his phone, I would probably end up having to pay for it. But that's fine. That's worth it. I would have totally done that. Now, I probably would have physically gotten him out of the area. I wouldn't have like punched him in front of the kids, but I would have at least shoved him or ushered him into like a store or something and contained him till multiple security got there. That is, if my husband was there with the kids.
Sit back, yep.
I'd be like, kids, no, shield the kids.
For bail money.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, that too.
Jimmy's there to turn the kids around when mom goes psycho on this guy. I'd be like, hey, everybody in line, turn your children around because I'm about to beat his ass. No, I wouldn't actually like punch him in the face, because then that's higher police charges. But I would have shoved him and got him pushed away into like a store or cornered or somewhere away from the kids immediately. Let's see. Paul is much more mature than I am. He says that he would kindly explain to the kids that this man has mental issues and that we should pray he gets better. Tim wants to know why mall security didn't ask him to leave. I don't think they had a chance. I mean, this happened so fast. It's like a 2-minute video. Don Hawkins says this guy's making Christians look bad. What a jerk. I totally agree.
I agree with that too.
Rich says this was Texas. Honestly, the guy is lucky nobody pulled a gun on him. Janelle says there's a special place in hell for him. Yeah, I mean, pretty much.
I think everybody has the same, you know, on this comment thread anyway, everybody kind of has the same idea that, you know, this, he has no right to.
I mean, I think that most people in their right mind, even if you don't do the Santa tradition in your kids, would say that this was completely wrong.
Yep.
Totally. I mean, on so many levels, you can't even kind of defend this. You can do whatever you want in your own home. But when you step out of that front door and you're in the world with all the other people, you have to not be a total a-hole.
And you know what? The thing that really gets to me is there's so much pressure on our kids to grow up so much faster than we did.
Yes,
and
there is.
It's very, very sad. Like, there are so many. I see so many kids, even our oldest is 10. I see so many kids in his class who they're in such a hurry to grow up, or there's so much pressure to grow up.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a real thing about letting kids be kids.
There is. And that's also why. You know, we held back the social media as long as we could. Whenever I was, you know, a lot of us get on social media and talk about the elves and like where we move them and put them. And I saw a lady comment to somebody else, hey, there's kids on Facebook. You should watch what you're saying. And I'm like, really? No, I'm sorry. Facebook is not a place for kids.
No.
I mean, don't you guys agree that Facebook is a place for adults and we can talk about whatever we want?
Yeah. I mean, even the Facebook Terms of Service say you have to be 13.
But I know. I mean, Lucy has friends that when she was 6 or 7 years old had a Facebook. And I'm like, if your 7-year old has a Facebook, that means they have access to the internet.
Yep.
That means they can ask it anything they want. Yep. And if you think they don't, you're not a very smart parent. And so Rocky is in middle school. He's in 6th grade. He's 12 years old. And for his birthday, when he turned 12, he got his first phone. And so he knows when we give it to him, like, this is my phone, not yours. I can take it away at any time. If there's ever a password on it that I don't know, say bye-bye to your phone. You know, mom is crazy. Mom will get into your phone and do whatever you want. And so, yeah, Facebook is not for kids. If you have somebody under 10 or 12 years old or under the believing age at Christmas time, if you have somebody under that age, get them off Facebook. They don't belong on there.
You know, and I got to tell you, I don't trust Snapchat.
Oh,
to be honest with you.
Heck no.
At all.
No. That is, so Snapchat is the one where you can send stuff that disappears, which is how teenagers send pictures of their boobs to each other. Right.
Yeah, but it's also how people bully, like, oh, blah, 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 blah. And then all of a sudden it disappears. Well, prove it. I didn't bully you.
That's right. I didn't think. See, I thought about.
I don't have Snapchat, but I believe you can screenshot just about any.
You can, but then it tells you if you screenshot it.
Oh, it does.
Uh-huh. It tells you if somebody tried to capture your Snapchat. I thought about affairs. I'm like, because Rocky wanted Snapchat a while ago, and I was like, you're only getting Snapchat if I know what it is. So I downloaded it, and I kind of looked at it, and I don't use it. It's still on my phone, but I thought, this is like a gateway to married people having affairs because they can communicate, and it disappears. And so I'm going to be taking it off my phone because I'm married, and it's just not appropriate to have anything that disappears. I mean, I didn't think about the bullying, though.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I thought people just sent, like, wiener pictures with it.
No. It happens a lot.
Okay. Well, no, I mean, Rocky doesn't have it, so sounds like he's not going to be getting it. And I'm really worried about Lucy because she's girl drama is so much different.
Got to tell you, I'm so glad we don't have girls.
I'm telling you, you are, you know, boys, I mean, they just, like, beat the crap out of each other and move on. And it's not like that with girls. Well, now with Libby Lou, it might be like that. she's a different one for sure. Dan, thank you for joining our show today.
Yay,
I hope you had
Dan.
Fun.
Great time. Thank you.
Now you
so
guys
much.
Are all off to your real jobs for the day.
Yeah.
I'm off to get my hair did.
Good.
I need to recharge my purple.
Good.
So don't forget that we are doing the Christmas caroling this week. Crappy Christmas caroling.
So excited.
If you want us to show up on your friend or family member's porch on Thursday night, ring their doorbell and sing them terrible Christmas carols and get it all on video for you to enjoy, email the show, heykelly@kellymano.com. Don't forget, if you like the show, share the show. Tell your friends on Facebook, hey, I listen to the Kelly Mano Show. It's so fun. Here's how you do it. You go to kellymano.com. You click on Listen Live. Or if you missed the show, if you just got up, it's going to be podcast here in about 30 minutes. You can go back and listen. I think that's it for us.
Yep.
Stephanie, Dan. Any notes of wisdom before we go?
Oh gosh, this was always Hoss's job. I know, right? I'm unprepared.
So Dan, I'm going to call you again sometime.
I would love to. This is great.
All right. Until next time, be good, have fun, stay sassy, classy, and a bit smart assy. We love you for listening, and we will see you next week.
As far as we know, Norma Jean had a 7-year itch. Some like it hot to a fever pitch. Sandy, Danny, summer love, and ladies, tea, but the moon above. That's all in the past. Legends built to last. But she's got something new. She's a power girl.
Thank you very much.